Yo, what it do, what it do, what is cracking with you, everybody? Today is July 18th, Thursday morning, St. Louis, Missouri time, 12:54. What we're going to talk about today is, Snowfall did come on. I didn't have a chance to look at it completely yet, so I can't talk about that all the way. We're going to talk about microtransactions on 2K19 and how 2K20 should be different. Bless me. On 2K, what I it was 2K17. And I remember my player that I made was so sucky, I had to end up spending $100 in VC to upgrade them, for speed and dunks and shots and all that. And then, I got the tattoos and the flashy clothes and all that other shit, but I had to spend my own money. Yeah, that made my player a lot better. And so when I'm on the court, on my court with people, they want to jump on the court with me now because my man is like at 91, 93, and I got all my badges. So, I was playing and I was jamming. That's how I end up, really getting into depth with 2K and really liking the game for everything it has to offer. 2K18, I actually skipped. I hated the shot meter on 2K19. The shot meter was horrible. The movement of the players that was too stiff for me. So I end up skipping that year because I mean it was mind blowing, So 2K18 was trash to me. So now we jump to 19. So 19 comes out. I gets 19. I had it for a while. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to do what I did on 17. And I'm not going to pay for my player to be better. I'm going to actually work at it and try to get my player to be a better player. So I did that for as long as I could, and I end up wanting to trade the game. Not even tra not not trade it because I downloaded it. I end up wanting to uninstall the game because I'm seeing, all these other players are doing the $100 VC, $200 VC. They spending money on their player, real money, and not actually working to get their player to be a higher attributes and things of that nature. So, with that being said, I hope 2K20 is a lot. Hold on. The shot meter on 2K19 also. The shot meter is okay. It's okay. They did get rid of the bump a player and you lose the ball on like on 18. You could do that. You could bump a player and they would just lose the ball. So on 19, they got rid of a lot of negatives. But it's still weighing the game down a little bit to me. So, I hope they do something different on 2K18-20, and I'm gonna be the first one to pre-order and start working out and trying to get my player up to the highest attributes that I can, So with that being said, it's your boy on another podcast block. If you're listening, go ahead, drop a comment, drop a like. Let me know that, you know what I'm saying, I got peoples out here listening. And, you know what I'm saying, I give you a shout out. Like I said before, you can check me out on Spotify. My music, you know what I'm saying, that gangster, hip-hop, 90s vibe, early 2000 vibe type of music, you know what I'm saying. I did some newer records that got the Migos type. Tight vibes with it, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, check me up on Spotify, Young K, you know what I'm saying? Or if you guys want to do a song or do a record with me, hit me up at youngk314booking@gmail.com. It's your boy, Young K1.